I wouldn't tell him where.
Oh, God, no. You stop that.
What did you do? What did you do for fun?
Oh, my God.
don't run it. Don't run it. Because I can't. I can't.
Oh, sure. You can tell something more than that.
No. Yeah, golly,
you know. You know, I don't think that Uncle Johnny started out with
That's fine.
Well, he started out all right, you know, as far as he gone. Of course, he didn't have everything laid out the way it was at that time.
Did you ever do any horse trading in that livery barn, you and Jim Roberts?
Yes. I had a woman beat me out of a horse, slick and clean. No. Her name was, I'll tell you what her name was. Her name was Swift, and by golly, she was very sweet. No.
Tell us about that
no.
one.
No, well, I want to tell you something. I ain't going to tell you. I'm going to tell you. Confound her. She drove in the barn, on right on the barn floor there, and said, "You're the sweetest looking little animal you ever looked at. Sound as a bullet." And I thought by just a glance that I could tell a heavy horse. I looked at her, but she didn't say anything. She said that you've got to be awful, awful. You've got to be awful careful with this horse, because he says any little thing catches on the harness, she jumps something terrible. She says so. Get everything loose. Well, took the woman's word, you know. So I was there. I was on one side of the little thing and the fellow on the other side. But she didn't say anything at all about trading horses. She went downtown somewhere for half an hour. And she came back. She says, "Haven't you got something that you can trade with me that's quiet?" She says, "You know, she lived at the soldier's home." I found out afterwards. I said, "I've got a nice horse here." But he was just as good as gold. He was good. Nothing wrong with him anyway. So so I so I says, "I'll show him to you if you want to see him. I'll trade with you." So she come around and says, "You want me to hitch him up for you?" "Yeah," she says, "I wish you would. See how he goes." "All right," I says, "I'll go right along with you." So we drove right up to Reese Davis's place over there and turned around and come back. And so I see. I says, "How do you want to trade?" "Well," she says, "gosh," she says, "I think my horse is younger than yours is." I says, "I don't think so. I think mine is the best horse." Yeah, I says, I gotta have $10 to work. Oh, no, she says. Oh, no. Well, all right, you. That's your horse, and this is my horse. But before we got back, of course, I'd have traded even with her. Maybe I might have given her $5, but I didn't. But she gave me $5. So I put her in the barn, made her full of hay. I didn't see her till the next morning. And I went back in there where she was. Oh boy, was she ever heaving. So I dressed up as a little farmer from Heflin. And there was some horse jockeys coming. They used to stop in over there by William George Thomas's farm. Camped there for a week. So I come by there and I gave her a dose. I could stop him just as good as any of them days. And come by there and hey, they're hollering at me. Sell your horse. Oh, I stopped, you know. And I said to him, I said, I don't know what kind of horses you got. Well, come in and look at them. Come in and look at them. So, I got out. I tied the lines, end the lines around the post. That's all. Just end of the post, two lines. The horse wasn't tied at all, just the lines was tied. The fellow says to me, says, hell, you don't want to tie it like that. He said, horse can run away, get all tangled up too. Oh, she can't get away, I said to him like that. And so, went in and looked at him then, and of course some of them had spavins on them. Other things the matter with them that I could see. But there's one roan horse there that he kind of looked at it. I kind of looked at him a little bit, but not too much. So I said maybe I could trade, maybe I could trade, but I don't got much money, I says. So but I had $10 in this pocket and $15 in this pocket, maybe a dollar or two in this pocket. All depend on how much boot if I was going to trade. I was going to get enough so I could be sure and get home anyway, try to get. So I finally settled on this roan horse and $15. That's all I got, and I says, I trade you. I says, this horse is not quite so big like my other horse, I says. And so, I'd like to get a big horse. And I says, I'll give you $15. All right, we'll trade you. So I traded. So I had to go way around so I didn't have to turn around and go back the same way as I come. So they took this little pony that they got from me, and they had a big hay rack and a wagon there with clover hay on it. He says, he eats hay, don't he? Oh, yeah, I said, he eats hay to beat the band, I said. Well, the next day, William George went over there. Say, who was that green son of a bee that traded us this horse? Didn't you know him? He says, no, we never saw him before. Well, he's the liverman over here at Oil Rose. Oh, he says he's the greenest goddamn fool that you ever saw. Well, I get, before I got home, Tom Patterson and a fellow by the name of Jameson from Saxville was sitting on the porch of the hotel. Tommy hollered at me and he says, "Say," he says, this man wants to buy a horse. But he hasn't got any money." And, well, I said, "You sign his note," I says, "I'll sell him to you." "Well," he says, "I'll sign his note." "All right. How much you want for the horse?" I says, "Well, I'll tell you, I'll take $75 for it." You know, he looked at the horse over. Well, the old Jameson says, "I'll take him. I'll be goddamn that horse that the old man had him for 4 or 5 years that I know." "Yes, sir. You must have been all right." "Yeah. Stop it." "Yeah, stop that."
Well, thank you very much. We enjoyed visiting with you, Mr. Prato.